You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to a big friend of mine and friend of the show, Mike Nichols with the Nichols Law Firm in East Lansing. Hello, Michael. How are you tonight?
Hey, Cheryl. I've spent much of the afternoon with my friend, Andrew Abood, and let me tell you something. Yeah.
I love Andrew as well. You know that.
Yes, yes. He's ready to announce his retirement from the practice of law and going into the bar business.
Is he? Or I thought he was just going to be, a perpetual guest on my show. You can be my sidekicks anytime. That's pretty good company.
It's so remunerative. Why not?
Yeah. Oh, let's not. That's a whole other discussion, Mike. Wanted to talk with you since literally, as I have said before, you wrote the book on, why don't you give us the title of your book? It's a good opportunity.
It's the Michigan OWI Handbook for Lawyers by Thomson Reuters West Publishing. And in fact, I've been writing the 2011 update as we speak.
Well, not right as we speak. I know you better than that. Right now, you're not thinking about writing a book. But I did want to talk to you about, I mean, we love St. Patrick's Day, and happy St. Patrick's Day to you and Andrew as well.
Same to you, yes.
Thank you so much. And you are Irish, actually.
Very much so.
Very much so. I love that. But we want people to have fun. We're all for a good party and people having fun. But today's a day that you can get in an awful lot of trouble. My daughter Ashley's in here helping me today. We're looking through events in the Lansing area. I mean, they started doing Jell-O shots, free Jell-O shots downtown at 6 o'clock this morning. So, boy, you can get in an awful lot of trouble by the end of the night. And wanted to talk to you about, you had shared some information this morning on blood alcohol content and kind of on a chart that kind of showed how you get into trouble pretty quickly. So I just wanted to kind of go over some of the subject with you.
Well, there are a couple of absolutes to keep in mind nowadays, and one of them is the Michigan State Police and local jurisdictions are going to have extra patrols out tonight and today through funding from various agencies and grant programs. And last year alone, according to the Michigan State Police statistics, there were 101 arrests in the state for drunk driving on St. Patrick's Day. And the bottom line is it's something that obviously law enforcement is looking for, they expect, and there's no reason to put yourself in that position when it's, you know, so blatantly staring you in the face. The second thing is, you can do a lot to keep yourself out of a DUI or any other sort of arrest. And that is, you know, when you formulate a plan for celebrating, stick to it.
Well, and in the plan, we talked about that when you were in the studio once before. You know, if you're, and correct me and refresh my memory, if you're going to have more than two drinks, find another way home.
Right. You order that third drink and get yourself a cab, get yourself a ride, get someone else to drive you. It just isn't worth it from the standpoint of the safety of yourself and other people on the road as well as your future. Because once you get pulled over, Cheryl, law enforcement officers have a lot of authority and a lot of power for good or for ill to arrest you and take you to jail, whether you're guilty of DUI or not.
And you mentioned before, and I think it bears repeating, what to do if you should get stopped. A, we hope everybody listening has that plan. If you're going to order a third drink, get the cab ready at the same time. Have that number handy. But what happens if you do get stopped this evening?
Well, first of all, there's no reason to be standoffish or rude with a police officer for a couple reasons. One, it's not going to look good if you end up, you know, first of all, going to trial. Secondly, trying to negotiate your case. And third, the vast majority of police officers are just out there trying to do their job. And you can respectfully and politely do some things like decline field sobriety tests, decline a portable breath test or PBT. Of course, I'm never going to advise someone to break the law, but if you do get stopped, I just can't see a reason why you would take the PBT, the portable breath test, because it's a civil fine of a couple hundred dollars in most cities and municipalities, and it's only one more reason for a police officer to justify an arrest decision.
Yeah, and let me go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Well, and I'm just going to take a step back. If the police officer arrests you, you do have the ability to challenge the validity of the arrest, because in this country, an officer still needs either an arrest warrant or what's called probable cause, which is essentially sufficiently trustworthy information to warrant a reasonably cautious person to form a conclusion that a law has been violated. And if an officer arrests you without at least that level of information, then you can challenge the arrest, go in front of a judge, and ask the judge to keep any of the evidence that was taken from you, in particular the breath or blood test, keep that out of the trial so that it can't be used to prosecute or convict you. And that's when you've got a much better position to be able to negotiate an outcome to the case that you can live with.
Now my listeners are lucky you're not billing them for the advice you just gave.
Yeah.
But this chart that you shared earlier with some of us.
I'm not sending you a bill. Okay, let me just make sure.
Get in line. Get in line, Michael. Go ahead, please do. This chart that you sent, I thought was interesting. As we know, 0.08 is legal intoxication. A blood alcohol level or content of 0.08 is legally intoxicated. The chart you sent out talks about, to start with, at 0.02, you can feel some effects. Light to moderate drinkers can. At 0.04, most people begin to get kind of relaxed. At 0.06, judgment becomes impaired, and that's how quickly this can gain on a person.
And that's what is really scary, and that's where I see, at least anecdotally, a lot of people telling me, you know, I had a plan. I was going to get a cab. I had somebody who was going to drive me home, but once I had that, you know, I started drinking, and I had that third drink, and then I just, you know, stopped thinking rationally, because alcohol impairs your judgment. It does not take that many, depending on your body weight and your, you know, fat mass, as they say, or muscle mass, your water content, based on all the variables that change in every person hour to hour, day to day. You know, it can take, you know, two drinks, four drinks, six drinks to get up to the level where your judgment is impaired, and then you throw your game plan out the window, and you're, you know, staring at the inside of a jail cell. And we don't want that for anybody. And we don't want anybody to get hurt. That's paramount.
That's the big thing. And I can't imagine that there is a bar around or restaurant around that serves alcohol that if you walked up to someone and said, hey, call me a cab, they wouldn't do it in a minute.
And I agree. And I would much rather find a different way to make a living than have everybody avoid it's a tragedy of a DUI arrest, let alone a property damage accident or a personal injury.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. You have a very successful practice. You can go without these.
Yes, absolutely.
I would
much rather, but
they're a fact of life. But we're doing everything we can to help folks out.
Right, human frailty being what it is, we have for many. Millennium in human history, been using intoxicants like alcohol, and there are health benefits and mental health benefits to a degree in a certain amount, but it's just not worth risking your career and your future to get arrested and prosecuted for DUI. And there are very simple things that you can do. Two of those being: make sure you drink water. Try to have a glass of water with every drink or every other drink. Limit, of course, the number of drinks and food consumption also that is not a wives' tale. Food consumption will help keep your blood alcohol content in check, because it is competition, to put it in sort of shorthand terms, for that alcohol to get into your system from your stomach when it's competing with food that you've also had.
Well, very good. As always, Michael, a pleasure to speak with you and love the help that you give us all. Are you going to help us cheer loudly for the Spartans tonight?
That's less than 4 hours away.
Yeah, we're getting ready for it. We sure are. As always, Mike, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. Mike Nichols, attorney in East Lansing with the Nichols Law Firm. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.